I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Might not be the most popular Simple Minds song, but it might be my favorite because it's just a little different. It's called See the Lights, and I bring it up because they're coming to the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Hey, we still call it Riverport. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Next Thursday, June 5th, and I have a couple pair of tickets to give away this afternoon. And if you'd like to go to that show, we'll take your call. I think it's Matthew Rocchi that's going to take your call. We'll make it real easy on him. Just call number 4 on the phone line, 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. You get a pair of tickets to see Simple Minds next week. And you should have pretty nice weather. I hate going out to the amphitheater when it's like 100 degrees, but we're going to be in the upper 80s next week.
Nice.
I think it'll be comfortable. It is concert season in St. Louis. A lot of things. You know, Ethan, I never even asked you because I was out. I never got the report on Post Malone. Now, our friend Alex Rich is here from Y98. Mm-hmm. And did you go to the...
I did.
Post Malone?
I was there.
Posty? I call him Posty.
Posty. Yeah, Posty. I was at the Posty
so
show.
So what was it as good as anticipated? I've heard he's great. I like some of his songs. I don't know the whole catalog, but Ethan, you said it was great, right?
Oh, it was so good. It was phenomenal.
It was a solid show. A lot of fireworks.
A lot of fireworks. Yeah, a lot of fire.
How did he end up doing the collaborations? That was a question we talked about before the show. Like, if he has something with other artists, did they do those songs?
He had the song that he does with Jelly Roll on his new album. Jelly Roll came back out for that, and then Sierra Farrell was one of the openers. She also came out for their song together. He didn't have any specific to St. Louis. He's had and mostly being because all of the songs or all the guests that he's had come out, it's been specific to if he has, you know, someone from that city that, right, you know, right, features on a song. The only one outside of that a performance, Allen Iverson, you just performed in Philly. And he had Allen Iverson come out on stage because he has a song called White Iverson.
Yeah, that was cool. I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Pretty cool.
Well, so Allen Iverson's a really interesting story because didn't that guy basically go broke after the NBA?
I'm sure he's doing all right now.
Well, but if you go back, I think I remember. Look, I remember watching him when I was in Milwaukee because the Bucks were pretty good at the early 2000s period. George Karl was the coach. You know, they had Glenn Robinson on the team. And I think it was the Eastern Conference Finals against the 76ers, and Iverson was a big part of that. But I do remember a story that came out.
It looks like he did file for bankruptcy back in 2012.
Yeah, about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. But that is interesting. So Posty did a little shout-out to Allen Iverson. That's interesting. Alex, I haven't personally caught up with you.
I know, man. You did
the national anthem at the soccer stadium at a game a couple of Wednesdays ago, right?
Yeah, it was an awesome experience. I was asked, you know, was I more nervous to propose or sing the national anthem? The answer is definitely sing the national anthem.
Really? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, no doubt about it. It was probably the most nervous I've been for anything in my life.
So we were asking about that before. And by the way, I would play the audio, but the audio doesn't translate to the radio very well. It plays a little bit better on the video, and you can follow Alex on the Instagram. But you had your guitar and I'm not saying this because you're a friend and I like you, but I thought you did a phenomenal job.
Well, I appreciate it. And you know, you take every opportunity you can to give me a little bit of trouble. Yeah. It was actually, my understanding of it was I was the first person in Energizer Park to perform the national anthem with an instrument.
I'm not surprised.
See, but like that you did that. And remember, I can't remember whose version it was, but a couple of nights before you did it, I saw someone perform the national anthem with a guitar, and it was very unique, and it reminded me of maybe a style that you could use. So I don't know how exactly you crafted it, but it was awesome. It really was.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It was great. And they actually, City asked me to come back and play it again, so I will be back at some point this season, I believe.
That's awesome. You got the coach fired too, didn't you?
I did. Well, yeah. No, they now, hey, hear me out. They won the game. They won the game that I played at. So the superstitions are out, and I guess, you know, they wanted me back, but they want to turn things around first, I suppose.
I'm sorry I did not come see you on Sunday, but honest to God, I'm in Busch Stadium at the seats on Sunday, and they did a little montage on the big screen, and I saw your face.
Yeah, it rotates on there.
You were up there on the third floor,
all the time. Yeah, yep, up on the third, the fourth level, the Bud Terrace. But I was actually hosting the game for pregame as well. I was on the mic.
What does that mean?
I was not only playing the music; I was doing the whole, you know, when they go around, you know, Todd Thomas does his hits. I was one of the people that was on the mic.
Before the game.
Okay,
because that's fun.
You know, I was still, emceeing in the stadium, so I'll take it.
I walked in.
Got to start somewhere.
I walked in basically right when the game was starting, so I'd missed that, but I did see your big noggin on the big screen. But let me go back to the national anthem. So how did you, like, were you nervous in anticipation, and then once you started, you were okay?
Well, it was actually once I started, I think I kind of blacked out during the whole process.
Really?
I mean, I really don't remember. Like, you're there waiting. You can't really hear.
Wow.
The echo is kind of crazy in there. You can't understand what they're saying on the, you know, on the PA system. And then they just kind of point at you and you go. And next thing I knew, I got through it. And then I looked over at the woman was doing the sign language next to me. And I said, did I miss anything? Did I get it all? She goes, you got it all right and in the right order. And I was like, that's a good sign.
I was so impressed.
Like when you're out there doing it, it's just kind of, there was one point where I thought like, oh man, I'm forgetting the words, but you just kind of, I don't know, I practiced it probably no less than 200 times.
Right. And that's the thing about the anthem is it's something that you don't think twice about the lyrics until all of a sudden it's like, oh, I have to perform it now. And then it's like, wait, what is it again? How does the order go? And that's where it starts to get really stressful.
And let's be honest, in this day and age, if you screw it up, it's going to go viral.
Oh, that's the pressure, right?
100%.
And I will say the coolest part about the whole thing, obviously, well, yes, when I finished and knew that I like nailed it, but when I got done singing and everybody in the stadium just cheered and it was like, it was awesome. It was a cool feeling.
Yeah.
Like all these people are screaming.
They needed something to cheer about, for God's sake.
They did.
Do you have 100%. The date for the next appearance?
I don't. Not yet. We're waiting to see. You know, I guess it just depends on the new coach.
So Alex and I, and one of the reasons I love having him on here is because we are friends. We've been personal friends for a long time, even though he's a lot younger than I am. But we connected on a lot of different fronts, music being one of them. But you've been at my home multiple times, and I don't know if you know this or not. Maybe I shared it with. Did you know that my dog Duke passed away?
I did. I was sad to hear this news.
I have an amazing story, though, that is very heartwarming, and it was a bit of a mystery earlier today because I got a package, and there's a visual component of it. And after Sue's news, I'm going to show you this. Sue's going to cry. I'm probably going to cry.
Yep.
But it really was special what I got in the mail. And Ethan, you'll be able to put that picture up on the social, right?
Yes. You emailed me that? Or did you
I texted it to you.
Perfect.
All right. So you got,
it's all the information.
You got about
I need.
8 or 10 minutes. You got to get it up there, but let's do this here.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, on this day in history, just because it has Mr. T, I will bring this up, that 43 years ago today in 1982, Rocky III was released, and that was the one starring Mr. T. Have you seen all of these, Alex?
You know, I hate to admit this. I don't think I've seen one all the way through.
Okay, that is shameful. Yes. Ethan, how about you?
I've been to Philly. I've run the steps. I've done that.
I've seen the first three, I believe.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, that's better.
I can't even tell you that I've seen more than three.
Which one's with Drago?
Oh, I don't know. I, as a chick, was allowed to see the first one and then bow out.
I've seen it up to Drago. Whichever one that one is.
I'll have to check it out sometime.
Well, as you recall, we had a random fact about Mr. T's chains, and it was that he used to be a bouncer, and he would kick you out if you got kicked out. He'd take one of your chains and just eventually had so many of them.
No way. Uh-huh. That's so funny.
Rocky Four.
Rocky Four.
Okay, then I've seen up to that one.
And I have a little bit of sound with this. 27 years ago, this is a sad one. It was 1998 when the great Phil Hartman was shot and killed by his wife. That has been 27 years, Mark.
Yeah, these guys might now know about Phil
Hartman. I know,
Hartman.
So we're going to hear a little bit of Caveman Lawyer SNL.
Halfway home, a gentleman was standing in between two cars, and he stepped out to punch her in the face. She punched him. She wrapped
what
it, got
this?
Him in a headlock, kneed him.
Yeah, I don't think that's the right one.
No.
Right? I was going to say, that does not sound like Phil Hartman.
Hold
I'm
on,
sorry.
He's looking.
Well, it was the only cut that said Sue in there. In Ethan's defense, he's had a day from you know what. He's
been from the depths.
Well, Wiggins was off today, so he had some responsibilities.
Okay, we'll go back to that one. This is the one. Try the second one.
Okay, I don't see the second one. I just
what
don't.
What did you say?
Did he put it in there?
He said he did.
I don't see it.
No.
Do you want to do the story that relates
to
that
one?
Yeah,
okay, listen to this story. There was a 13-year-old girl in California who beat up a grown man who tried to attack her. Now, she's walking home from school when the guy pops out from between two cars and tries to punch her. Now, when you're 13, you're about 7th, 8th grade, right? But she knows how to handle herself because she's taken jiu-jitsu classes for 3 years.
Good for
her. She was able to fight him off and run home and was uninjured. Now, police are still looking for the suspect. But here is her sensei, who's Michael Blackburn, talking about the escape.
Okay, this is a little bit of the audio that you heard, but here you go.
Halfway home, a gentleman was standing in between two cars, and he stepped out to punch her in the face. She punched him. She wrapped it, got him in a headlock, kneed him a couple of times, spun him around, threw him on the ground. And she had stepped on his foot doing all this, and when she threw him to the ground, she broke his ankle. I told her we were proud of her, and she did exactly what she was supposed to do.
That is
amazing.
Isn't
that incredible?
Do you know, did they arrest the guy then, or did they
I'm not sure. It doesn't say. I will try to find out. But he did, but she made it home fine. You know, she was taking those since she was 10, and that made me think of Alexa Reardon.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, it's not bad to take those classes.
I have thought about it, and I've suggested, because, you know, she's very athletic, and I think it would be something that she would enjoy and, you know, get benefit out of. But it's so, look, this is a nightmare trying to schedule, especially
around
a 10-year-old, 11-year-old kid in a summer. You know, summer's just kicking off. We're trying to get soccer camp. We got softball camp next week. We got Cub Creek camp later in the summer.
Well, you take these classes, right, and you think, well, this kid ever use it? How about that?
That is an amazing story.
Okay,
really
let's try for Phil Hartman, the caveman lawyer.
I think we have him.
It's just Key Rock, Your Honor, and yes, I'm ready. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm just a caveman. I fell in some ice and later got thawed out by some of your scientists. Your world frightens and confuses me. Sometimes the honking horns of your traffic make me want to get out of my BMW and run off into the hills or whatever. Sometimes when I get a message on my fax machine, I wonder, did little demons get inside and type it? I don't know. My primitive mind can't grasp these concepts. But there is one thing I do know. When a man, like my client, slips and falls on a sidewalk in front of a public library, then he is entitled to no less than $2 million in compensatory damages.
We don't have to hear the whole thing, but there is Bill Hartman for you.
Well, you know, he was on the cast of SNL for 8 years. He also helped Pee Wee Herman, by the way, create the Pee Wee Herman character. And then, and I, you might remember this, a few years ago, I went on this stretch of watching news radio.
Yeah, oh, it's so good.
And it was, it still held up. It's a very, that was an NBC comedy, I think, for several years. And then, I don't remember the circumstances completely of his death, but it was like a domestic situation.
His wife did it.
Ugh.
And I don't remember how, but yeah, that was 27 years ago. Well, the Scripps National Spelling Bee, finally, the finals air tomorrow on the ION Network. It's the 100th anniversary. So Google celebrated by looking at the top trending how to spell searches over the last month. None are that hard. I think one is difficult. Congratulations. We can all spell that. Yes.
Yeah.
I would think so.
I mean, you should.
It troubles you at times, though. You know, you can always fall back on just the congrats.
There you go.
Yeah, well, at least you get the T from congrats instead of D, which is a lot of people's problems. Mm. But can you spell camouflage? Mark Reardon.
Can I write it out or
not? Yeah, go right ahead.
C-A-M-O... Oh, crap.
F-L-A-U...
No. Did I already...
What about you?
I think it's C-A-M-O-F...
No.
Oh, what have you got, Ethan? C-A-M-O-U-F-L-A-G-E.
Oh,
my
wow.
goodness,
damn
people.
It, Ethan.
And that is why people have to Google
it. But you know what? You can just say camo.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, true.
You know, I don't know if this is because Apple products are, or maybe you have the same challenge with your Android, but these are all global products. But I will tell you that I'm often surprised that autocorrect doesn't autocorrect properly when I'm typing, when I know I'm typing something that is not right, and I think, oh, it's going to autocorrect for me. It see, the crowd doesn't like it. It takes me several steps sometimes.
I hate it.
And then the one word that I have to point out that still a lot of people do, and I never really quite understand this, but there is there's commonality in this, so it's not just a few people. They can't spell the word lose. They spell the word
loose.
L-O-O-S-E, mm-hmm. not L-O-S-E. Mm-hmm. And I still see that, like I see people doing it on Twitter, and it's surprising because that would be one that would not be that challenging, you would think. But a lot of people do. I think my dad has even done that if he's listening this afternoon.
I get auto-corrected.
Maybe it's in your brain, though, and then you just spell it the way that you think you spell it.
I get auto-corrected to duck quite a bit.
Oh, I bet you do.
Duck. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Type a, duck.
Yeah, there's a couple of different things.
But it auto-corrects me to duck. Typing.
I think that's nice. It cleans it up for you.
Mark's really struggling.
Oh, yeah.
The wheels were really struggling to get going there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not connecting. And it's one of my favorite words.
Isn't it?
That other word. Right?
Oh, man.
I'm fond of profanity. What can I say?
They also had slang terms that people can't spell, like bougie. People are always Googling that.
Sure.
How do you spell bougie? Or my favorite, Trina. I'm trying to figure out how to spell Trina. Hate it.
T-R-Y-N-A.
That is correct.
Trina.
And stuff like that. Some people don't even know how to say got down. Two words, got down. I guess they make it one word. People, we
what?
Are in trouble.
So here's a question for you. Like, this auto-corrected differently. I posted an amazing video of my grandbaby down in Houston, like his first
so
crawling.
Cute.
Yes. Yeah, I put this on the Instagram on the stories, so it's on Facebook stories, but also on Twitter. And I was spelling grandbaby
with two D's?
No.
Or with
just
one?
Just one word. I was spelling it as one word. But it was trying to auto-correct it into two words. And then I Googled it, and it's pretty common to, you know, G-R-A-N-D-B-A-B-B-Y, to have it. So they had it two separate words. Some people did. And then they also had like a little, not an asterisk, what do you call that?
A hyphen?
That's the word, maybe. I don't know.
I've never seen it hyphened. I say no to that.
No, I just made it one word. But that's, again, an example of why were they trying to, because I wrote it as one word, and then it was trying to auto-correct me to something different.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair.
I don't know.
And finally, in Sue's news, you know, Alex, when is your wedding? Coming up in a month?
A month from today.
All right.
Month from today.
And I'm not sure if you have gold rings or whether you're a platinum person, but here is the gold random fact. If all of the gold in the world was melted down, it would fit into less than 3.5 Olympic swimming pools. Now, that's a lot, but it's not. You
really?
Know what I mean? At the same time, that is the deal.
We are gold. We're gold people.
Okay, well, now, there you go.
I wonder what the weight of that would be. That's the question. Because even though, you know, in the grand scheme of things, that's not a lot. How much that would weigh,
gold
I can't imagine.
Best. That's
tons.
What I always say. But that's a baffling stat.
It is.
Because
it
really that tells you how much fake gold is out there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like what's around my neck right now.
Was that a random fact?
That's it.
Okay, there we go. We're going to go off to a break here. Sue will have traffic. I do want to share this story about a really special gift that I got today from a friend that I finally figured out, and I put the pieces of the puzzle together. We'll get to that. And then there's an interesting trans athlete story that I didn't touch yesterday and that I might have a little slightly different opinion than normal on. We'll get to that coming up as well. It's for Alex Rich as well, but for Sue Thomas. This is Boz Skaggs. Okay, but do you know who's playing the drum kit on this song?
I do not.
It's the legendary and late great Jeff Beccaro, who was in Toto and played on literally hundreds of records. But this was pointed out to me by my best friend John Mayer the other day. I just listened to his station on Sirius XM. But that drum track, now, you know, one of the things I love about his station, Alex, I've told you about that station, is he always tells stories that are related to the songs. And he pointed out that Jeff Beccaro was the drummer on this. And from the very beginning of the song, it's just a crack of that hi-hat and the snare that just sounds so great on the song. And he was one of the best. He really was. He passed away in, I think, the late 80s, early 90s. But he was one of these guys outside of Toto that was a very well-known studio musician. Actually, Steve Lukather and the rest of the guys were as well. They played on hundreds and hundreds of tracks, many, many, many hits. And this is all quite well documented in the documentary called Yacht Rock. We had the director on a few months ago. I think that one is on Netflix. Sometimes I get confused. This is really confusing these days, like to try to find a show, even when I'm actively watching a show. Like I'm watching this show called Fight Night right now, which is on, it's Kevin Hart. Jane heavily recommended it. I think it's okay. I don't think I like it as much as Jane. But every time I want to go back to an episode, I can't remember which platform.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
It's on Peacock, but I have to say, okay, well, I literally have to sit there in the basement and I Google where it was.
Now,
it
happens to me all the time.
I can go up to my Apple TV and sometimes it will point out where it is, but it's just so hard to keep track of things. Okay, so, you know, and this is one of those things I didn't talk about that much, and I was out related to some challenges that I've had with my mental health. And I've expressed some, you know, information about that over the years with some anxiety. When I feel a little bit more comfortable to go into the depths of that, I will do that. But one of the things that happened, and it was 2 weeks ago today, is my dog Duke, who had just turned 6 years old, had another obstruction. And Alex, you remember that Duke had surgery last year.
Mm-hmm.
He had a squeaker from a squeaky toy that was lodged. And we had stopped giving him those things a long time ago. So I don't know if it had been in there and it was just working its way out. But we had emergency surgery at the time and his life was saved. But lo and behold, a couple of Sundays ago, at that road that's closed now by my house, Hillsborough Road, it's kind of nice because you can walk down it since it's closed. So we took the dogs for a walk, my little dog Olaf and Duke. And Duke, all he wanted to do was eat grass and lick the grass. And that's a sign that they're not, you know, their stomachs aren't doing well. So that afternoon when we came back from the walk, I'm like, all right, well, let's close the upstairs door so he doesn't, you know, vomit on the carpeting, because that becomes, thankfully I have zero res, that becomes an entirely different issue, of course. And then by Tuesday, I had taken him into the vet and they did x-rays and he had another obstruction. And they don't even know what it is. Well, we don't know what it was. You know, there was no autopsy that was done and there was no surgery. But the x-ray, Becky saw the x-ray and it, they described it as something like a kitchen scrubber utensil or something, because they had seen some hairs or something that looked like hairs or a brush that came over it. I had thought, you know, my daughter, even though she's 10 years old, she's into makeup and stuff like that. Maybe it was something like that. But here's the thing that was different is he wasn't, now we all have dogs in this room. Alex, you have you have two now? Or
two,
just, all right. This was not the kind of dog. Duke was not the kind of dog that would just pick something up and eat it. Not that we'd ever seen, right? But clearly something got lodged in there. And unfortunately, you know, we just couldn't take that next step. And we lost him 2 weeks ago today. So I had posted something on after a few days went by. And it was tough. And it was in the middle of having a little bit of this crisis. And it hit me really hard. Hit Becky harder than me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's different when they're older, right?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you say goodbye and you think of all the memories, but when it happens so fast, and, you know, we thought we were going to lose him last summer and made the call on the surgery, it just sucked. There's no other way to put it. So I ended up posting something on Facebook about it and, you know, put his picture up. I think a lot of people do that, and got a great response and a great response to, you know, what I was going through as well. But yesterday I got a package and I picked it up from the front porch and it looked like it said fragile on it. So it said fragile and it looked like it was a picture or a frame of something. I had not ordered it. It had a, let me see if I can tell you what the thing was called. Gift Shack was G-I-F-T-S Shack. And it says, I'm not familiar with Gifts Shack. It says where smiles are sold. All right, so I get this package. I open it up today, and it says quantity one item, and I'll tell you what the item is. It says description, black frame, 12 by, see what that number is, 16.
Oh, that's a nice size.
But this is what it was. It was a picture that was extracted from Facebook from one of the pictures that I had posted up there. I think Ethan might put it up on the socials. And it's essentially an artist rendering. It's not a painting. It was probably done with AI. And it's a picture of my daughter. And this has to go back several years because, look, Duke was six. And I got Duke in the summer 6 years ago because I knew that our Chase lab, and I was talking about our Chase lab, our lab Chase, I'm sorry. See, my brain is still working. My lab Chase, who we had gotten in Colombia in 2008, he was kind of at the end of his rope.
Yeah.
And there must have been a picture that I kind of remember it now that was on Facebook with my daughter and Chase on our couch and Duke when he was a little puppy. So this comes in the mail. I opened it up this morning because I didn't do it last night. Alexa and I cracked it open and it was just beautiful. right? It's just awesome. And Alexa's like, well, I'm putting that in my room. And of course, then it made me cry again. But here's the thing. There was no card in there. I didn't know who it was from.
Really?
Yeah. I think that might have been a little bit of a mistake on the part of the company. But I started doing a little detective work. There were some usual suspects. I knew it was somebody that had to have my address, mm-hmm. right? And there was a my good friend Dawn Kendrick, who used to work in media, she sent me something nice last week. And I thought, well, maybe this is just a follow-up to that. Well, it wasn't her.
Was it Jeannie?
Jeannie was someone I thought of, but there is another friend named Shannon who has helped us out with the dogs and cats and, you know, knows our family very well. And I checked with her, and it wasn't her. So I eventually, earlier this afternoon, I had to email the company. And I got an email right back, and it was one of my best friends on the planet. Art Karam is his name. He grew up here in St. Louis. He lives in Cleveland, Ohio. He's in the restaurant industry. He's a general manager for some restaurants out there. And I've been close with him since I met him in high school in 1981 or two. He was one of the first people that I connected with. We connected over music. We ended up being roommates in Columbia, Missouri. I call it a coup. He ended up kicking me out of an apartment when I was 25 years old because, sure. quite honestly, I deserved it, and mm-hmm. I was drinking too much, and that was actually the impetus for me to quit drinking in 1990. So we've been through ups and downs. His daughter came here. They came here with his family. This might have been, honestly, right before we had Duke, but he came with his daughter and his son and his family, both children adopted. And I've talked about this, too, like 3 months after that, Kira, his daughter, cheerleader, I think she was 12, 13 at the time, all full of energy, and then she was diagnosed with cancer. And she went through cancer treatment for like a year and a half and was finally cancer-free. And then about a year and a half ago, got whacked again where she was essentially paralyzed, where she couldn't walk. I mean, this is a family that's gone through hell and back, and his daughter has literally served as an inspiration for me. When I've been going through some things, I'm like, yeah, that kid has gone through a lot more than I have, and probably a lot more than I ever will, right? But he created this, and he had this, you know, this place. Again, it's called, I can't remember the name of it, because Gift Shack. And so essentially, and I'll put this up on the Twitter as well, because I haven't done that yet, but it's just beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, it's so sweet.
Yeah. Sue's got, you know, tears. And Jeannie Sullivan, who was one of the usual suspects, actually just texted, and she said that she was crying as well. But what a special gift. I mean, that's something that is amazing.
For
right?
somebody to download that and to make that into that, having mm-hmm. their own issues and send that to you, that is about the sweetest.
And luckily, here's what I would say. Luckily, with Kira, his daughter, she is doing so much better. I mean, she had to miss much of her, you know, much of her whole high school life because she couldn't. They had to do a, you know, what do you call it? Now I'm forgetting the name of it, but where they had to do the spinal tap and not a blood transfusion, but what's the other really, really?
I don't know.
A bone marrow transplant?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, because my brain is not functioning. And with a bone marrow transplant, you're essentially starting your whole system over, your whole immune system. And when that took place about a year ago, a little more than a year ago, she couldn't even go back to school until this winter and still isn't completely fully functioning. Yeah. I will say this. I think you might get to meet them. They're coming in July for the first trip back to St. Louis since all this happened. And I've already got plans. We're taking them to an Atlanta Braves game that night. But what a special... See, I can't talk much more about it, but it was really, really incredible. And I'll tell you what, if you're looking, if you have, you know, someone that has gone through, you could do this with anything, right? Yeah. To create something that's really special. I'll give them a free shout out again. It's Gifts Shack is the name of this place. And wow, I was blown away, just blown away. So we'll take a break so we can gather emotions, and we're coming back with more. There was this video that was out yesterday, went viral. I saw it on Fox, of the president of France, Emmanuel Macron, about...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
How to, you know, get off of his plane that is sort of similar to Air Force One, right? Yep. You always have the arrival room, there's steps and stuff. And before he leaves the plane, you see him kind of looking toward the cockpit, and then he's literally shoved in the face by his wife. And then he turns and he knows the cameras are on, and he smiles, and then he goes back toward his wife. And they tried to play this off as, oh, we're just goofing around, married couples goof around. I don't really remember any time that my wife has punched me in the face like that before. And then Sue tells me some very interesting information that kind of goes along with this as well.
He's 47. She's 72.
That's an interesting age gap.
And apparently, according to the interwebs, which never lies, she was 39 when she met him and he was 15. That's not when they got together. But that's when she first met him because he was a classmate of her daughter. They've been married for 17 years. And I don't think it's so much of a punch as she grabbed his face and kind of pushed it back.
Yeah, but it was pretty aggressive. And it's hard for me to believe that it was just a loving, playful moment.
Oh, it wasn't. And they had a lip reader go in.
Oh.
And the lip reader, of course, said no. Yeah, it's not a pleasant thing. She said something like, don't touch me. And this, they could only get this when they were walking down the stairs. He offers her the arm. She says, she just ignores it. And
I never saw that part of it.
Yeah, and then, yeah. And
so that, that's, you look, that that is about the same age gap that I have with my wife because I'm 60 and she's 40. Well, I better not
that's
say
not
what she
the
is.
Same.
But no, it's different though, right?
Yeah.
Because of it's usually not the female who's older. I mean, sometimes that happens, but that's fascinating.
Rare. But I didn't know that either until I started saying, what's up here?
So how do you rule on that one, Sue?
I'm jury's out. Let me think about it.
I honestly did not know that. So that's fascinating because, you know, you would expect, because he's kind of like I would put him in the category of kind of being a handsome French man,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. 47, that's 25-year age gap. That's pretty substantial.
That is. I had one more topic here, but I don't really have the time to do it, so I don't want to wade into it. But here's what I'll tell you, because there's audio that goes along with this, and I'm going to save it for tomorrow. And I wanted to hear I wanted you guys to hear the explanation, but you know, we talk, unfortunately, about this trans issue and how it affects young kids. You have a softball pitcher in Minnesota. You have some track athletes in Illinois and California that are literally taking opportunities away from young women in junior high and in high school and in college. And I am so opposed to that. I think it's a fairness issue. I don't care what people do with their lives. I really don't. I had, you know, an interesting moment over the weekend where this person has to know my opinion about this stuff, but I have one acquaintance, not friend, but one acquaintance from my past life as a movie critic who is a trans female. So it's a male transitioning into a female. And never had a problem with this person at all. Actually, someone who's a Cardinals fan, we've chatted, we've exchanged messages. No, I don't care. You know, live your life. But where I draw the line is when this interferes with women's sports in particular. But now you have a trans-identified male who goes by the name of Rhea Young Susing, who has qualified and been accepted to compete in the female division of the 25 Boston Marathon. So, wait a second, because the Boston Marathon happened a month ago.
It did. It already happened.
Maybe it's the next. I might be getting some of this wrong because the audio was out yesterday. But the case that somebody else was making is, and I don't know how I feel about this, because in that situation, I guess you're competing for being first, you know, if you win the Boston Marathon.
No, it's men and women.
But what I'm saying is, no, I get that. Oh. But what I'm saying is most people just compete in those events. Like if you're doing a marathon, you're just kind of doing it for personal best or for yourself,
yeah.
Don't you?
Well, some people, but, you know.
Unless you got a real shot at it.
Yeah, and there are women. Okay, I have a random fact that says, as of 2022, the four-minute mile mark has been broken by at least 1,755 athletes since it was first achieved in 1954. Yeah. That's an average speed of 15 miles an hour. But no woman has yet run a four-minute mile.
Right. Okay, so there are the differences.
It's just not physically. Yeah.
And maybe I was confused because this was someone who was in the Boston Marathon and the London Marathon is coming up. I might have my wires crossed on that a little bit. Oh, that's ironic, isn't it? But I didn't have
well,
time.
Well, maybe you are right and that happened. And if so, that's awful.
I think you got more than your wires crossed,
I think,
Mark.
So, too. Alex, great to see you.
You as well.
We got John Ziegler coming up on the other side of the news. He hosts the Death of Journalism podcast. I didn't play the whole Scott Pelley audio. Oh, my God. We'll get into that and a whole bunch more coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.